사랑하느냐 나도 내채나가 시아베이타 그단하 시바사리 오덕드메나 자연시 크리스나 체타냐 아부 니타나 시아베이타 그단하 Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Radha Shri Vasadi
Chaitanya, Prabhu Nityananda, Shri Advaita
Radha, Shiva Sri Gora Mukta. Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama Rama Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna,
Bhaktivedanta Swami Shri Ramabharati Dayam Shripad Paramahansa Sri Bhargathari Oshkatara Sattva Sri Srinath Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Maharaj Ramabharati Ananda Kauri Vaishnava Vindaki Namcha Shri Haridas Thakurati Namzabho Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda, Shri Advaita Gadadhar, Shivasari Gaur Bhaktivinoda, Shri Shri Radha Krishna, Gopinath, Shyamakunda, Radha Kunda, Giri Govardhan, Ki, Shri Vrindavan Dham, Ki, Shri Mathura Dham, Ki, Bhavadvaita Mayapur Dham, Ki, Ganga Jamuna Mayi, Ki, Bhakti Devi, Ki, Tulsi Maharani, Ki, His Divine Grace is gone, founded Acharya, Shri Prabhupada ki, Shri Brihatmadanga, Transnational Book Distribution ki, Disappearance Day of His Divine Grace, Shri Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati, Goswami Maharaj, Shri Prabhupada ki, Sringa Guru ki, Shri Shri Radha Radhanath ki, Hitai Gaura Premanandi, All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to Shri Guru, Shri Gauranga.
Levine? Okay, we stopped the balloons. Come sit. Someone else can give the garlands. If people, where's your wife? Can you come sit in the middle here. Chakshuru Militam Janatasmai Sigurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobishtam Shtapitam Yenabhutale Shayam Rupakadamayam Dadantishva Vadantikam Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaur Bhaktivrindam Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama. So, first of all, we'd like to thank Naveen and Shakuntala for giving us this opportunity to take part in the opening of their new griha, their new home. Actually, by the plan of the Lord, this day is also a very auspicious day. Anything that is meant to be done with success in the Vedic culture should be done on an auspicious day. And this is certainly a most auspicious day because it is the disappearance day celebration of His Divine Grace Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Goswami Maharaj Prabhupada, who is the spiritual master of our own spiritual master, Srila Prabhupada. Janavi, that's okay. If you don't play, the others won't play. You sit down. So before we begin, we'd like to offer our hosts, because all of us are guests in this house. Everyone is wearing a garland. It's appropriate that the host receives the guests appropriately when they first come. So Naveen has so nicely arranged, without his knowledge, to give everyone a garland. So now we'd like to give him a nice garland. And you sit down, Jai, and also his wife. Naveen Prabhu ki. Hare Krishna. So I thought it would be nice to speak a little about Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. In the Srimad Bhagavatam, it is mentioned that just as it is purifying to speak about the Lord and His various pastimes, Shushu Shro Shadadanasya Vasudeva Kataruchi, that the hearing the pastimes of Bhagavan, Sri Krishna, purifies the heart. This is why for thousands of years in the Vedic culture, whenever people have the opportunity, they glorify the Lord and purify the heart. Because of course the whole business of human form of life is to go back home, back to Godhead. So in this age, Lord Chaitanya, the incarnation of God in this age, has made this process very simple. We can chant the glories of Krishna anywhere and everywhere simply by repeating His transcendental name, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. So similarly, as it is purifying to glorify the Lord, it is also purifying to glorify His pure devotee. Because actually the Lord, He knows nothing but His pure devotee. And the pure devotee knows nothing but the Lord. So when you have Krishna's devotee, you have the Lord. That is the idea. Because the Lord always resides in the heart of His pure devotee. Actually Krishna says, it is stated in the Padma Purana, the Lord says, I am not in Vaikuntha, neither am I in the heart of the yogi. But where am I? Wherever my devotees are chanting my glories. So wherever there is the devotee, the Vaishnava, one can actually approach Krishna. One cannot approach Krishna directly. One must go through his devotee. Krishna says, one who says he's my devotee, he's not my devotee. The one who says he's the devotee of my devotee, he is actually my true devotee. Just like in the material world, If you want to approach some big personality, it may be very difficult to go to him directly. But if you know a friend of his, then it becomes very easy. As they have a saying, this is not from the Padma Purana, but they have one saying, it's not what you know, it's who you know. So one may have no qualifications, but if he has the mercy of a Vaishnava, a devotee of God, his life can become successful. Sadhu Sangha, Sadhu Sangha, Sarva Shastra Koi, Lava Matta Sadhu Sangha, Sava Siddhi Hoi. This verse says that we should search out the association of the Vaishnavas, or the devotees of God. Why? Because Lava Matra, even a few moments, Lava Matra actually in Sanskrit means a millisecond, a microsecond. Even a short association with the devotee of the Lord, one can achieve perfection. And how is that? Because the devotees of the Lord, they carry the mercy of Bhagavan. Just like the cloud, where does the cloud get its water? From the ocean. You may not be able to go directly to the ocean like today. It's a very hot day today. We're sitting in this room. It's very humid. We're very hot. We can't go to the ocean. But the ocean can come to us in the form of a rain cloud. Just like in a few minutes it may start to rain because it's so warm. So you don't have to go to the ocean. You simply step outside and the rain comes and it's very cooling, cooling effect. So we may be burning in the fire of material existence. And we cannot put that fire of material existence out by any material means. Just like Prabhupada gives the example of a forest fire. If there's a raging forest fire, what can the fire department do? They can come with their tiny little fire engines and squirt their hoses. But it's a huge blazing fire. Who can put it out? They come with their buckets and their fire engines, what they can do. But if a big cloud comes along and pours water on that forest fire, then what? It's extinguished. So we are all suffering in this material existence. Who can deny? Even if we are somewhat nicely situated, better off than others, everyone has to accept the miseries of material existence. Prabhupada has described this material world like a prison house. And just as a prison house has four walls, 1, 2, 3, 4, this Durga Dham, this domain of Durga, many people worship Durga, isn't it? Kali, Bhadra Kali. But little do they know whom they are worshipping. Kali, or Durga, she has the thankless task of being the prison master. Just like the state, it appoints some person to be in charge of the prison. So similarly, Lord Krishna, he gives to Maya Devi the duty of keeping all the conditioned souls bound in material existence. That is her job. So therefore she carries the trident. You see her on the tiger? She has her trident. And that trident, that signifies, well, it signifies different things. It can signify the three modes of material nature, sattvas, rajas, and tamas, or goodness, passion, and ignorance. It also signifies the miseries of material life, adiatmic, adibhotik, adidaivik, miseries caused by our own mind and body, miseries caused by other living entities, miseries caused by natural affairs. Just like right now, we're sitting here, but one of those miseries is poking us, if not all three. Isn't it? The mind, the body, the weather, something. It is just a reminder that this is not our real home. We cannot find perfect happiness in this material world. Only in the spiritual kingdom, where these miseries are conspicuous by their absence at best. So Durga is there and she's poking, always poking. Yet foolish people worship her. Please give me so much material facility so I can enjoy sense gratification. So she's demigod. She is giving, but she cannot give moksha, but to speak of prema, bhakti. And only by developing bhakti for Bhagavan, for the Supreme, can we go back home, back to Godhead. So Durga, she has this job, this thankless task of keeping everything. So she's in charge of the prison house. She's the warden. And what are the walls? Birth, death, old age, and disease. Doesn't matter if you're big king, big president, or pauper in the street. Everyone is conditioned. Everyone has to accept these miseries of material existence. So an intelligent person, he'll inquire how to get out of this domain of Durga, this prison house of material existence. He may, through his intelligence, experience that actually he's suffering. Just like Narottam Das Thakur, one of the great devotees in our line, he stated very nicely, "Here I am in the middle of a holocaust trying to enjoy myself." So intelligent person, we define them as Brahmins. Intelligent man will see his situation. He'll want to make a remedy to that situation. He'll see that he is actually burning in the fire of material life. Because what is the nature of all our plans in material existence, all our desires? They're just like a raging fire. And by pouring kerosene on a fire, what happens? Comes back even more. So people try to make a permanent situation, or they try to defend themselves against the onslaughts of material existence, but it only becomes worse. And out of the frying pan into the fire, so to speak. But this burning fire of material existence can only be put out by the mercy of a devotee who brings the rain cloud of Krishna consciousness. This is the idea. Krishna is called Hari. Hari, we often say, Hari, Hari, Hari Bol. Hari, that is a name for Krishna, which means that he takes away all inauspiciousness. If one becomes God conscious, if one becomes Krishna conscious, he can live in this world without being affected by the miseries of material life. How is that? Devotees, they also apparently have these material bodies. They're going on in their daily activities. They're taking birth. They're getting diseased. They're growing old. They're also dying. But no. Once one surrenders to Krishna, he comes under the protection of the Supreme Lord. And all those things do not cause the devotee to be defeated, but they only increase his Krishna consciousness. Just like birth. Who would want to take birth in this material world? If you think about it. I've said many times, but I'll repeat it. Very often when I speak to the college students, I speak about this principle of reincarnation or transmigration of the soul. Because in the Western culture, they don't know so much. So I say to them, if I quote one survey that was done in America, this survey went something like, if the reincarnation is actually a fact, what would you like to be? Well, most of the boys wanted to be horses, and most of the girls wanted to be cats, or something along this line. So this is so foolish. This is foolish, because who wants to take birth again in this material world? But a Vaishnava, he doesn't mind to take birth. Why? Because he can be happy in heaven or hell. Because wherever he is, he's glorifying the Lord. And wherever the Lord is glorified, that is Vaikuntha. Vaikuntha means the place where there is no anxiety. And Kunta means that place which is full of anxiety. So one who is always glorifying the Lord, he does not really live in this world. Just like the lotus flower is in the lake, but the water never touches the lotus flower. The duck is in the water, but the water never touches him. He's got that oil on his skin. So devotee is never really affected by the miseries of material existence, number one, because he does not identify with his body. That is the ABCs of spiritual life. Najayate, mriyate, vakarachin. For the soul, there's never birth, nor death, nor having once been, does he ever cease to be. So a devotee has knowledge that he's not this body. So the happiness and the so-called happiness, the so-called distress, the so-called misery, the so-called ecstasy of material existence does not affect the devotee because his mind is fixed on Krishna. He can live in this world without being affected by the modes of material nature. This is a Vaishnava, a devotee. His birth is not a common birth. Generally, people take birth in this material world due to their past karma. But a devotee of the Lord, he takes birth by the desire of the Lord to deliver others. And such a devotee is Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, whose appearance day, disappearance day, we are celebrating today. We should not think, just like when the Lord comes into this material world, he's not affected by the modes of nature. This is the argument of the Mayavadi, or the impersonalist, that Krishna, he was some historic personality. He was some, well, village boy, perhaps he was some king. Even they say mythological figure. Well, Krishna is a historical personality, the supreme personality. Yada yada hi dharmasya. He comes into this world whenever and wherever there's a decline in religion, and he establishes dharma. So the Mayavadis, they say, oh, this Krishna, he's a manifestation of the Brahman. But that's not what Gita says. Krishna says there's nothing beyond me, that he is the source. Aham sarvasya prabhavo mata sarvam pavartate. He is the source of the material and the spiritual worlds. There's nothing beyond Krishna. Everything comes from Krishna. You won't find an om behind Krishna. You go to many Hindu temples and you see the deity of Radha Krishna, and behind Radha Krishna is the om, as if Krishna has come from the om. This is a gross misunderstanding. The om comes from Krishna. Brahma comes from Krishna. Shiva comes from Krishna. Indra comes from Krishna. Ganesh comes from Krishna. And all of us come from Krishna. Krishna said, I am the seed-giving father of all existence. So Krishna is the Supreme Lord. And when he comes into this material world, he's never affected by the material. He doesn't grow old or get diseased. You've all seen a picture of Krishna on the battlefield of Kurukshetra, haven't you? Here's a picture of Krishna on the battlefield of Kurukshetra. He looks just like a young man, 16, 17, in the full bloom of youth. He was 110 years old. So Krishna comes in his original transcendental form, and he is never affected by this material. He never takes birth like we take birth. He never grows old. He never gets diseased. He never dies. It is all his pastime to give transcendental knowledge. So similarly, his devotee, it is the same situation. The Lord sends his pure devotees to this world to teach us Krishna consciousness. That is the difference between us and a devotee like Śrīdhara Prabhupāda or Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati. Actually, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati's father, Bhaktivinod Thakur, he was actually the pioneer of this Krishna consciousness movement. Because just as things tend to deteriorate in this material world, sometimes we also see religion deteriorates. Therefore, the Lord comes again and again and again to establish religious principles. So, say 200 years ago, 150 years ago, just a few hundred years after the disappearance of Lord Chaitanya, who is God himself, religion had practically deteriorated to nothing in India. The message of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had practically been lost. What was that message? Harinam, 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 Eva Kevalam. Chant the holy names and go back home, back to Godhead. So, Thakur Bhakti Vinod, he rejuvenated the Vaishnav faith. He rejuvenated the devotional service to the Lord. But he was about to leave this world also. So what to do? Who would carry on his mission of Krishna consciousness? So, together with his good wife, they prayed to the Lord, you please send one devotee from your camp. They prayed to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. You please send one special devotee, one of your own men. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Bhagavan Sri Krishna, you send one of your personal associates to make sure that this Krishna conscious movement goes on. Because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted Krishna consciousness to go to every town and village of the world. Bhaktivinod Thakur could not do that. He had his responsibilities, his duties, but he had the vision. So he prayed, you send a ray of Vishnu. You send a ray of Vishnu. So it so happened that that child took shelter in the womb of the wife of Bhaktivinod Thakur. And he was born in the late 1800s. And when he was born, his umbilical cord was wrapped around his neck and down the side of his body like a Brahman thread. This is very rare. And if you know anything about medicine or delivery, this is a very rare thing, that when the umbilical cord is tied, they're thinking it's something very bad. Oh, he might have choked to death. But this was taken as auspicious sign from his very birth, Brahmana. When he was just a young boy, his mother took the baby out to see the Rath Yatra festival of Lord Jagannath, just like we'll be having in a few weeks on the Durban beachfront. The deity of Jagannath, Subhadra, and Baladev were coming down the road at Jagannath Puri, where the festival has originated, and mysteriously, the cart stopped right in front of the house of Bhaktivinoda Thakur. No one could move the cart. As try as they could, they pulled the ropes, thousands of people, the cart wouldn't budge, because Krishna wanted to see his pure devotee. So the young child was brought before the deity and placed on the cart. Because Bhaktivinoda Thakur was governor, magistrate of this entire area, so his wife had certain privileges. Important man, his wife gets certain privileges. So she climbed up on the cart, put the boy at the feet of the deity, and the garland fell off the boy, fell off the deity, around the neck of the young child. And thousands of people were astonished that the deity had personally given his blessings to the young boy. When Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur was only 2 years old, his father went shopping in the market. He bought some mangoes to offer to their deity. They had a deity of Giri Govardhan, Giriraj, Lord Krishna. So he brought the mangoes home and he put them in the bhog room. Little boy was only 2 years old. He went and grabbed a mango, began eating. His father, he mildly chastised him. No, 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 this is not good. This is bhog. You cannot take food which is not first offered to the deity. He's trying to teach him, in other words. If he was 15 years of old, he would have severely chastised. He's a young boy, 2 years old. So Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati, he put the mango back. He turned to his father. He said, I have committed a great sin. He's 2 years old. I have created a great sin. I have taken food which has not been offered to the Lord. Just see the greed in my heart. Therefore I vow, for the rest of my life, I will never eat mango. And our spiritual master, Śrīla Prabhupāda, he told us one time that whenever they would offer their Guru Maharaj mango, even in his later years, he was an elderly, saintly person, in his 50s or whatever, whenever they would offer him mango in the mango season on a hot day, he would, oh no, I am offender. I have taken from the Lord. Just see the determination of a devotee. When he was 7 years old, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati, by the time he was seven, he had memorized the entire Bhagavad Gita. Any verse, any chapter, he could repeat fluently and speak on it for hours. 7 year old boy. Whatever book he read, he remembered every line in that book for the rest of his life. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur remained Naishtika Brahmachari. He never married. He was Brahmachari his whole life. And he underwent great austerities and penances in order to become ready to preach Krishna consciousness all over Bharatvasa, or the Indian subcontinent. Actually, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati, he contributed much to the history of the Vaishnava culture, or the devotional service of the Lord. At that time, there were the caste-conscious Brahmins, what we call the caste system. We've all heard of the caste system. The caste system is the perverted reflection of Varnashram Dharma, or the four orders of social and spiritual life, for the material and spiritual progress of human society. Chaturvarna Mayashtrishtam, Krishna says, he has created these orders of Sudra, Vaishya, Kshatriya and Brahman, Brahmachari, Grihastha, Vanaprastha and Sannyas. These are the four orders of social and spiritual life for the advancement of human civilization. So the Brahmins are the teachers in human society. Their duty is to disseminate spiritual knowledge, to give everyone the theme of Krishna consciousness, whatever activity there. It doesn't matter what you do, but the they began to become puffed up, proud of their position, and began to exploit the others. Actually, Brahmana, a teacher, means to lead others from ignorance to truth, from darkness to light, from material existence to Krishna consciousness. That is the duty of a teacher, a Brahmana. So the Brahmanas, they're the topmost teachers in society. And actually, according to Vedic scriptures, anyone can become a Brahmana. Anyone. Chaturvarnamaya Shrishtam. Krishna doesn't say that by birth you become a Brahmana or a Kshatriya or a Vaishya or a Sudra. No. By your activities and your qualifications, your qualities, you are designated as a Sudra, a Vaishya, a Kshatriya, or a Brahmana. But the duty of the Brahman is to be very compassionate, merciful, and by teaching others, lift others out of ignorance and passion to the mode of goodness, which in itself is a stepping stone towards transcendence or Krishna consciousness. But the Brahman said, no, no, you have to be born a Brahman to be a Brahman. You can't train yourself, you can't purify yourself, you can't qualify yourself to become like us. You have to take birth. Another system of apartheid, in other words. Some bodily designation. Because my body was born in this family, I'm like this, because your body is born. No. Jivera Sarupoya Krishnera Nityadas. Everyone is eternal servant of God. That is our real identity. And everyone should be given the opportunity. So Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati, he preached very vigorously against these Brahmins. They were exploiting the people, taking the worship, taking the adoration, taking the money, and leaving people materially and spiritually poor. They were teaching caste system, not Varnashram Dharma. Greatest discredit to the Vedic culture. So he preached very strongly. He called them rascals. They became very angry. He was saying, take this Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, become purified, become better than a Brahmin, become a Vaishnava. A Brahman, he's in the mode of goodness. That's very nice. But even if you're in the mode of goodness, you have to come back to this world in a good body. But still you must come back. Become Vaishnava. Become Sudha Sattva. Sattva means goodness. Become Sudha Sattva. Come to the mode of pure goodness. He said, by chanting Hare Krishna, even the lowest dog eater, the lowest chandala, he can be elevated beyond the Brahman if he seriously chants the Hare Krishna mantra and takes shelter of a bona fide spiritual master. And he quoted Sanatana Goswami, that just like bell metal can be changed into gold by a chemical process, similarly, even a common man can become a devotee of Vishnu, a devotee of God, through proper diksha. You can change bell metal into gold. You want to know how? I'll tell you. Who wants to know how to change bell metal? You know, just ordinary iron. Here. This is iron. So we can make this gold pure 24 karat gold. It's in the Vedic scriptures. Should I tell you now or next time? Who wants to know? Very simple. The yogis could do it. The yogi, he would drink mercury. He would go to sleep at night. And when he answered nature's call in the morning, he would urinate on the bell metal and it would turn to gold. Very simple. But mercury is deadly poison. So if you want to drink some mercury, you won't have a chance to see if it works or not. But they had mystic power, the yogis. When they drank the mercury, it didn't affect their body. So when they urinated in the morning, there's gold everywhere. We don't recommend this. This is miracle. So when our Guru Maharaj, Śrīla Prabhupāda, was asked, what miracle can you do? Can you make ashes come from your picture? Can you make gold watches come, some gold? Prabhupada would say, this is, what is this? There's so many ashes you can get out there. You can get so much gold in the jewelry shop. This is nothing wonderful. It's my miracle. By the mercy of my Guru Maharaj, I am changing all these hippies into happies. Prabhupada, so many hippie boys came. Long hairs and mustaches. Not mustaches like that, but long mustaches, like little bells on them and little ribbons and flowers in the hair. Addicted to so much sinful activity. Meat eating, intoxication, illicit sex, gambling. Hippies were the lowest of the low. When Prabhupada went to the Bowery, he went to the Haight-Ashbury, and he chanted and danced and fed them tons of prasadam. The hippies became happies. They gave up all their sinful activities and they became Vaishnav, devotees of the Lord, always chanting and dancing to the names of God. So Prabhupada, this is my miracle. This is the real miracle. So this is the potency of a devotee of the Lord, that he can actually change our hearts. Sadhu Sangha, Sadhu Sangha, Sarva Shastra, Lava Matra. So what is that mercy of the devotee? That mercy is that he gives us the mercy of Krishna. He teaches us Krishna's instructions. He teaches us how to act as devotees of the Lord. Those who are envious, they become very angry. So when Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati was preaching like that, these caste-conscious Brahmins, they actually, at one point, they hired a sheriff to kill him. Imagine. Of course, it's not such a wonderful thing. Even during the time of Lord Jesus, he was the Son of God, pure devotee. Even his own disciples abandoned him, isn't it? His own disciples turned him in. Just see the nature of this world. So the local caste-conscious Brahmins, they became very afraid for their prestigious positions because of the preaching of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati. Everyone could become better than Brahmins, they could become Vaishnavas. So they went to the sheriff, and they offered him so much money. So one day the sheriff, he came to the mat, the temple, to see Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati, and he knocked on the door, and he was allowed in. He said, "Oh, great saintly person," he said, "I have been offered so much money to kill you." He said, "But I cannot kill a saintly person like you." Why? Because you are so merciful to others. Vancha kalpa tudubhyascha kripasindubhyascha patitanam bhavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha. A devotee is not like a jnani or a yogi who's only concerned for his own liberation. To hell with the people. I'll go to the mountains, to the Himalayas, to the forests. I'll realize God within my own heart. I'll get moksha. He's not like a jnani or a yogi. No. A Vaishnava is just like a desire tree, kalpa viksha, because he can satisfy everyone's desires, and he's full of compassion for the fallen conditioned souls. Devotees, they like to live in the cities. They don't like to go to the Himalayas. They like to preach, deliver others. Their happiness is seeing other people become happy by taking the spiritual life, even at great risk. So one time, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati, he took all his disciples, many of them who came from low-class families originally, but were now chanting and dancing devotees, he took them on a parikrama of Vrindavan, the transcendental village where Lord Krishna appeared. And at one point, the brahmanas began stoning the parikrama party with big bricks, trying to hit all the Vaishnavas and the devotees. So they particularly were singling out Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati. Imagine. So Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati was very tall, fair-skinned, saintly person. So he was wearing his saffron robe. He had to actually run for his life. And they chased him. And he ran into a little hut, a little house, with one of his disciples, who was a young man. By this time, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he was elderly, but he had a young disciple. So they switched clothes. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati put on the clothes of his young brahmachari disciple, and his young brahmachari disciple put on the clothes of his Guru Maharaj, his sannyas dress, put on his glasses. And then they opened the doors and they ran for it. And naturally, all the caste-conscious Brahmins and the hooligans, they thought, now we've got him. We're much faster. We're younger than him. They began chasing Bhaktisiddhanta, but lo and behold, just like the wind, They couldn't catch him. Why? Because actually he was the young brahmachari who had changed into the clothes of his Guru Maharaj. They were unable to catch him. So in this way, Krishna arranged to protect his devotee. But just like when Krishna was present, so many demons came. So in the same way, wherever there's true religion, wherever there's actual dharma, there'll have to be some type of confrontation. Therefore, Krishna says in the Gita, declare it boldly, my devotee will never perish. He also says, there is none more dear to me than he who is preaching my message. We think that when we go to the temple and put 10 rand in the hundi, we're doing some big service for Bhagavan. Here's 10 rand, here's some apples, here's some oranges. Yes, that's very nice, that's pious. But if one takes up the same mission as the Lord and his devotees, and some way or other, according to his ability, according to his income, according to his capacity, he helps spread real dharma, such a person becomes very dear to the Lord. Now that may be different for different people. A sannyasi can travel and preach. A grihastha, he cannot travel and preach. Actually, it's stated, if you want to travel, don't take the wife. Take any other baggage, but don't take the wife. The grihastha, he has a big responsibility. Otherwise, where from all the brahmacharis going to come? Unless there's grihastras. Where will all the Vaishnav saints take their birth? Unless there are proper Krishna conscious households. In the Gita, Krishna describes that the fallen yogi, he takes birth in the house of a rich man or a devotee. Oh, it's rare to go back to Godhead. You have to be 100% surrendered to the Lord to go back to Vaikuntha. So let's say you're 75% or 50%. What will you do? Where will you take birth? Your only hope is in the family of a devotee. Therefore, the Grihastha ashram is so important in Vedic culture. A home like this is so important, where Krishna is worshipped, where prasadam is offered on the altar, where the holy names are chanted, where the Vaishnavs are invited into the home. So a home like this is as important as the temple, if it's Krishna conscious. Because the activities of the Lord also take, devotees take birth. And from the very beginning, they hear the glories of the Lord, they take prasadam, and they go to the temple. Some of us started off a little late. I was 19 when I started. I know some of you, maybe you're 30 when you started, 40 when you started. Of course, they say, better late than never. It's not how you start, it's how you finish. But just imagine if a young boy or a young girl gets the chance to be Krishna conscious from the very beginning of life, from the moment of conception, where the holy names are chanted. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare. Imagine taking your birth in such an atmosphere where there's the holy names are being chanted. And then to be born to parents who are devotees of the Lord. And to get the opportunity from the very beginning to take prasadam and go to the temple and see the deity and to play Krishna conscious games. So that is the actual meaning of griha. Grihastra means a family who lives together for the advancement of spiritual life. And their contribution is a very significant one. They give an opportunity for us to come together and discuss Krishna, chant Krishna's name, take prasad. They bring forth Vaishnava devotees who will continue, child is the father of man, who continue with the missionary activities of the Lord. This is the purpose. Otherwise, griha medhi. Griha medhi means at the center of the home is sense gratification. That means in Kali Yuga television. Every home you go to, you always see the center
with the flower vases on either side, a nice little table and everything there, maybe even a puja lamp, who knows? Television. Every day, they are listening to the one-eyed guru. Huh? Guru means one who gives you instruction. So the one-eyed guru, you turn him on, television, he, so much nonsense. Yes. Hatreds, violence, kill, intoxication, sense gratification. Yes. We wonder why our children turn out like they do. Everyone has to listen to some authority. Everyone has guru. But just see the guru of Kali Yuga. The one-eyed. I got that from all of them. Guru Maharaj. But what kind of... How can you expect a home to be happy like that? If only we're pouring kerosene on the fire. No, husband and wife, they should live together for Krishna consciousness. Teamwork. Working together to help each other advance in spiritual life. The husband should become learned in the shastras, in the practices of devotional service. He should instruct his wife, protect her. She should make the house nice and clean. Make sure all the religious functions are going on in the home properly. Husband has to work to maintain the family. When he comes home, there should be a nice spiritual atmosphere. And in such an atmosphere, husband and wife can progress very nicely back home, back to home. No need to become sannyasi, to renounce. Let everyone stay in their position. Whatever they do, do it for Krishna. And this is the beauty of the Vedic culture. Everyone has a certain nature, a certain propensity. It may be different, but the differences complement each other. Just like my hand is different than my foot. Now, if I try to walk on my hands, I won't get very far. If I try to eat with my feet, I won't get very far. But if my feet walk to the market to purchase the vegetables, and my hands cook them and offer them to the stomach, those differences complement each other. That is the beauty of the Vedic culture. That all different people can live happily together in one family of Krishna consciousness by serving God. Just like our Ratha Yatra festival. Our Ratha Yatra festival, big Sankirtan. Krishna Varnam Twisha Krishnam Shangopanga Shapashanam Yagnai Sankirtan Payaya Janti Hees Tumeda Saha. This is Dharma in this age. This is religion. Glorifying the Lord by chanting His holy name. So, we are organizing, me and Shyamlal, we are going all over, and our big swamis will come, and they will preach from the stage. But their contribution is no more important than the contribution of someone like Naveen, who gave a significant contribution, a donation, of hard-earned money. And believe me, money doesn't come easy in this world. It's not because someone gives a big donation that it was easy. It may have been a bigger sacrifice. So in that way, the sannyasis, they travel and preach, and to support their preaching, Ratha Yatra festival, the grihasthas who are working hard to maintain home and family, they give up some of their hard-earned wealth, they make a sacrifice, they give in charity to the Vaishnavas to preach Krishna consciousness, and this is the perfect combination. This is the beauty of the Vedic culture. So, all of you in different ways, as I look around, you're all contributing. We have artists here, like Archivigraha. What would the chariot look like if it was all just one color? But now it has ducks all over it, and peacocks, and fancy lotus flowers. Oh, look at this airplane from Vaikuntha. Srihari, in the newspaper recently, it was talking about our chariot festival last year. And the newspaper writer, he was saying, this chariot 15 meters high and so big. This beautiful, this is a creation of Miss Lipkin, Mrs. Archivigraha. Actually, she didn't build that chariot, she just painted it. But the newspaper writer, he said, he gave her the whole credit for that. This is one of her sculptings, this chariot. So someone may come and just sew a garland. But the Lord is not thinking that His contribution is any less important than the big sannyasi giving the lecture.
Because each is giving according to his means. One time, Lord Ramachandra, he wanted to cross from India to Sri Lanka to rescue Sita. So they were there and he was thinking, well, how we have to build a bridge now and all. So he ordered his monkey warriors, you pick up these big boulders, you put them in the water so we can walk to Lanka to destroy Ravan and his soldiers. So the big monkeys, big like this, Roy's big and strong, they are picking up boulders, boom, boom, throwing them into the sea. There was one little tiny spider there. And he was a devotee also of Ram. He was kicking in little pieces of sand like this. And Hanuman, he said, you little spider, what are you doing? I'm throwing in big boulders and you're just kicking little grains of sand. What is this? Well, Ram, Lord Ramachandra, he became very angry. He said, Hanuman, don't you speak like that. That little spider, in his own way, he's doing as much as you, in his own way. You see? So that is what Krishna wants. He wants our devotional service. We give according to our means, we give according to our ability, but let us all give in the service of the Lord. Then human society will be happy with all its different components. This is the message of Krishna consciousness. So on such an auspicious day as this, the disappearance day of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta, so we can meditate on his mercy like that. How we can help the great devotees of the Lord spread this Krishna conscious movement, because actually we've inherited their mission. I think that the ladies can get the surprise ready. Kalindi. It's in the temple room. A few ladies, take about six or seven of you. No one knows the big surprise coming. Krishna consciousness is full of surprises. Janati, you help? So in this way, we can all cooperate together to get the mercy of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati. Actually, although he is not physically present, although many of you don't really know him, you've never heard about him, if you serve his mission, you'll get his mercy. And by the mercy of a Vaishnava, we make advancement back home, back to Godhead. Vani and Vapu. Vapu means the physical presence, and Vani means the instruction. So, you can associate with a saintly person in two ways, by his physical presence and by his instructions. And our Guru Maharaj, Srila Prabhupada, he said that of the two, the physical presence and the instructions are more important because they're eternal. The physical presence may be there, may not be there, but you can always have the association of a great saintly person by following his instructions. So what are the param, supreme instructions of all great devotees of the Lord? The same instruction as the Lord. And what is the instruction of the Lord in the sage? Harinam, 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 eva kevalam, kalua nashteva, 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 gataranya. Therefore, the father of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he was always chanting Hare Krishna, chanting the name and serving the name. Therefore, he said, one day, Hare Krishna, it's confirmed. One day, I saw my house transformed into Vaikuntha. So the household, it can be a deep, dark well. Or it can be Vaikuntha. As we like it. A home where there's simply sense gratification, that is Kunta. Kunta means anxiety. But a home that is Krishna conscious, where there's an altar, where there's prasadam, where the husband and wife come to the temple, they raise Krishna conscious, that home is like Vaikuntha. There'll be no disagreement. Disagreements only come over sense gratification. But everyone can agree this process is so nice. So actually it's stated in the Vedic scriptures that Lakshmi Devi herself, she'll come live in the home where the husband and wife don't quarrel. People want Lakshmi. They don't know the secret. Lakshmi Devi, she resides in the house of that couple who never fights. So a Krishna conscious couple, they never quarrel. They're too busy with their Krishna conscious activity. There's no differences. There's oneness of family life because Krishna is the center of the family. So today, this home has been opened. Actually, a grihastra. He really
sees his home as a facility for serving so many souls. That is the difference between a Vaishnava and a Grihamedi. Grihamedi means big fence, you knock at the door, woof, woof, woof. What do you want? Why are you coming to my home? Actually, Grihastha, when he cooks food in the Vedic culture, the householder, after he cooked a meal, he would go to the gate and he would say, anyone who is in the vicinity of my voice, come take prasadam. That was the charity of the householder. Just so he didn't become greedy, he would always say, anyone who can hear my message, come take prasadam. So he had, sometimes the wife had to cook a lot of prasadam. The Lord was always making arrangements because he was serving so many fallen souls. So like that, this is the most auspicious way to start this home. We could have had a little Agnihotra, a little Havan, put some ghee like that, chanted some mantras. That is insignificant compared to this gesture of Naveen and his wife. They have opened their doors to the Vaishnavas, and all so many people have come, and the whole home is permeated now with the holy names of Krishna. It's like when you light incense, it goes everywhere. And even after the incense is out, you can still smell it everywhere. So now this home has actually been blessed by the Lord in the form of His holy name. That is the greatest sacrifice. Even if you perform a million Agrihotras, Havans, it can't compare to one time chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. So every man and his wife, they want their home to be blessed. So now it is blessed. Everyone, let's bless this home right deep into the bricks by chanting, Hare Krishna!
Hare Krishna! Krishna Krishna! Hare Hare! Hare Rama! Hare Rama! Rama Rama! Hare Hare!
That just got the paint. Now, Naveen has invited us here today. He's given every one of you a garland. This is his mystic power. He didn't even know how he did it. These garlands just manifested. Everyone, he has honored all his guests. Now, let's reciprocate a little bit by making this place Vaikuntha. Hare Krishna! Hare Krishna!
Krishna! Krishna! Hare Hare! Hare Rama! Hare Rama! Rama Rama! Hare Hare!
Very nice. So, this is a good way to start. This is a good way to continue and a good way to finish. We hope that Naveen will invite us many times here into his home like this. This really makes... We're all one family, actually. And, of course, as families grow, people try to be more happy. So like this, let this house of Naveen and his relatives always be full of devotees, always be full of the chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra, always be full of prasadam and the pastimes of the Lord, and then this house will be like Vaikuntha. It'll be just like a temple of the Lord. So I think this is a very auspicious beginning on a very auspicious day, so we wish all success to Naveen and his good wife, Shakuntala, in their Grihastha life, in their home. Let them bring forth many little Vaishnavas to be trained up in the Gurukul and continue this wonderful mission of International Society for Krishna Consciousness. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much. So, you can tell them they can bring the surprise in whenever it's ready. We'll just have kirtan until that moment.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Yeah! Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, He Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, He Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
I think we'll need some men to bring in a surprise, to carry it.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, He Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, He Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Put it down.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, He Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Ravine, blow out the candles.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Come on, Naveen.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, He Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, He Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, He Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Bow, 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 bow.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hey, hey, hey.
Yes, Janma. Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Hare Hare.
Sandy!
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare
Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Okay, all the men, let's go, all the men, don't be shy.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare,
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Tagore, Hari Bo, Hari Bo, Hare Tagore, Hari Bo, Hare 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 Jaya Bhakti Siddhanta 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 Nitai Gaur Hari Bo Hari Bo Hari Bo Gaur Hari Bo Everybody dance! Everybody up! Nitai Gaur Hari Bo Hari Bo Hari Bo Gaur Hari Bo Jai Jai Prabhupada 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 Jai Prabhupada Jai Prabhupada Jai Jai Prabhupada 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 Shri Srinitai Gaura Premanande Shri Srinitai Gaura Premanande Shri Srinitai Gaura Prem Shri Prabhupada Ki Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Ki Shyam Lal Prabhu Ki Shila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Maharaj K. Nitai Gaura Premanande. Jai Om Vishnupad Paramahansa Buddhi Gadhaya Oshadada Sri Srimad. His Divine Grace. Shila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj Shri Prabhu Bharaki. ISKCON Founder Acharya Shri Prabhu Bharaki. Jai Om Vishnupad Paramahansa Puri Bhattikathaya Hoshtatara Sati Sri Sri Mad Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Maharaj Prabhupada Ki Ananta Kori Vaishnava Vinda Ki Nam Chai Shri Hari Rashtakur Ki Ramza Goho Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nichananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasari Gaura Bhakta Vinda Ki Shri Shri Radha Krishna Gopa Govina Shama Kunda Radha Kunda Giti Govardhan Ki Vrindavan Dham Ki Mathura Dham Ki Navadvip Mayapur Dham Ki Ganga Jamuna Mai Ki Bhakti Devi Ki Tulsi Maharani Ki His Divine Grace is Khan Founder Acharya Srila Prabhupada Ki The Disappearance Day of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Maharaj Prabhupada Ki Their Lordship Shri Shri Radha Radhanath Ki Shri Shri Lakshmi Narasingh Dev Bhagavan Ki Hari Nam Prabhu Ki Shri Brihat Murdanga Transcendental Book Distribution Ki Shri Rath Yatra Mahotsava Durban Beachfront 1989 K Jagannath Subhadra Bhaladeva Ki back home, back to Godhead, ki Gaura Premanande. All glories to the assembled devotee. All glories to the assembled devotee. All glories to the assembled devotee. All glories to Sri Guru and Sri Gauranga. So don't go anywhere. We're just beginning. Naveen, sit down here. Shakuntala?
Yeah, you sit next to your husband.
Now, so,
this was better than any havan. Lots of fire.
So, we all want to give Naveen and his wife Shakuntala our blessings for their prosperous, spiritually and materially prosperous household or life. We'd like all the devotees to take off their garlands, and the men, you give your garlands to Naveen, and the ladies, you give your garlands to Mother Shakuntala.